right, y'all. Happy Friday. Hopefully this goes out on Friday. I'm not really sure because I've been a little bit all over the place. But I'm very excited because I have somebody here that I've known, God, for
a long time.
Yeah. And
well, 12 years, right? Or 13, something. It's a long time.
Something like that. Yeah. And she's local, which I love. Her name is Erica.
Hello.
You might recognize her by her voice because she is a household name around these parts. Oh. Don't say you're not. Yes, you are.
Well, because my big mouth goes out on the air. But yeah.
So Erica's here, and she and I met forever ago because there was a local morning show, and we were both like trying out for it. Did you try out the first year that they were doing it?
So I started with Bob, and then when I was an intern, and they hired me because Madison was there.
Yes.
So if you're an OG from the area, you know Bob and Madison. That was the
show. We grew up listening to that when you were a kid.
I used to prank call them when I was a child. And so the fact that I was even going to intern was cool.
Yeah.
But I interned, moved away to New York City, and then Bob had called me, you know, a few times. And then at that time, I was ready to come back, and he said there was a job opening.
Okay.
He's like, but you got to audition with everybody else. I was like, okay, that's fine.
That's so funny. So I grew up listening to the show. My dad always listened every morning.
Yeah, everybody did. All of our
everybody
family.
Did. And the first time that they were doing it, I went out on Capitol Boulevard with pink cowgirl boots, what I'm wearing today, a white tank top and shorts. And that's when Beans was on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I called.
Did you audition when they were there too?
Yes. That was the first one that I did.
Okay.
So I had the sign, or maybe Amy got it that time then.
So I got fired for Amy. And not because of her fault, but they needed money because I was just like the assistant producer at the time in college. And she came in with a big salary, you know.
Right.
And so they were like, we can eliminate your position. I was gone after.
Oh, okay. Amy. I think that was the first time then because I had a sign that said, call them and tell them. Oh, wait, no, my sign said these boots are made for talking. Anyway, people called in. We're like, y'all got to get this girl up there. So Beans called me.
That's great.
And was like, okay, when can you come? And I ended up going, and I feel like I was in the final. I don't remember how that came out.
No, I remember Bob, at least when we did it together, Bob loved you. Everybody loved you. Like, it was like you were one of the top people.
Well, I remember sitting in the room as the finalist for that time, and I was living in Florida, though, and I had to fly up for
that.
Oh,
that's right.
And he called me. He read something on the morning show, and my family was like, hey, Bob's talking about you right now. I was like, what? And it was an email that he read because I had started working for NASCAR, and I think I had messaged and was like, oh, I'm interested again. Like, we go, you know, I was there before. And then that's when Sinbad was there for something.
Yeah, he always rolled through it.
My God. But what I was going to ask you, so when we were in the finals for that one, do you remember they had the wax people there, like the wax center, and we had to spin the wheel and they were going to wax something and they had to do my eyebrows.
Wait, oh my God, did you wax an eyebrow? I don't remember.
No, they did my arms on the show.
I don't remember that.
You were there. You were in.
Because we were all stressed.
Yes, because I remember them doing it, and I remember you standing there. I can vividly remember this. And Bobcat was like, just do your eyebrows. I was like, I'm not doing my eyebrows.
No.
I said, I'm not. No. There's no way.
Nobody did their eyebrow, did
they?
No. I've been like, no, I'm out.
I did not. And they were like, well, let's do your arms.
I barely have eyebrows as it is. Like, no.
We already overplucked, so we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So they ended up doing my arms, all the whole thing, and it hurt so bad. Did you wax anything?
Girl, I don't remember. I feel like I have done so many stupid things over the years. I don't even remember. Okay. I thought, did you get mad at me during the auditions? Did I say something stupid on air one time?
No.
I remember that. Like, I think I said something and I was like, oh God, I hope Wendy didn't get mad because I liked you so much when we had first met or whatever.
Oh, no.
But I couldn't remember. Like, there was drama online. That's the part that I remember. See, and I was like, you know.
No. I feel like the first time I was younger and I kept saying absolutely, absolutely. And people were like, oh my God, if this girl says absolutely one more time, they cattle prodded me.
Oh yeah. I have permanent scars from being cattle prodded over the years. Kind of a blur. Isn't that horrible?
It is.
It's a blur to me.
Yeah, it is. I remember the wax thing because I was like, hell no.
And I do remember you coming from Florida. Like, I remember you like made the trip.
I came twice. So I came for the original and then they called me back and then that was the second, whatever. I don't remember how that all played out. But then, yeah, I remember getting my all that wax. And I remember you being there. But you didn't have to wax nothing?
I don't know. Damn. I honestly don't remember. Over the years, radio is so different now.
Yeah.
But with Bob, I mean, there's one time I quit because he had done something. I was like, I'm done with this.
But you got the job that year though, right? That's when you got, okay, so Erica ended up beating me. Just kidding. But you
I had already been there though. I feel like
you
I had
totally
a
were
of
a the part. Like you, people love you. They really do.
Oh, I went through some stuff.
I'm sure.
Like, you know, people will hate on you because I was still working in New York City and I started doing the show.
Oh.
So I was doing both and like, because I didn't want to give up my New York job. Like I was so like.
I didn't know you lived in New York.
Yeah. So right after I got let go in college, like I had just graduated college. I was like, Bob, I had a job offer in New York City for radio. And I was like, Bob, are you sure we're good here? And he's like, yep, absolutely. I go to my college graduation the next day. They let me go. And I was like, WTF, like what? So I called New York, and within a week after graduation, I lived in New York City, which was the biggest blessing. Yeah. Like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's awesome.
I was like, country. You know, like, it was a good eye-opener in life.
Yeah.
And I was, I'm tough, like, you know, all the things. But then I came back, and Bob had called me twice before Kristen, and then he called me, like, the second time. He was like, you want to do this? Because... I was like, okay, all right, fine.
And you kind of knew the ropes and stuff. I didn't know you were, you said you were a producer or assistant producer?
I was the assistant producer. So I was the intern, but in college they hired me. Like when Madison and him didn't work together anymore, that's when they were like, we needed somebody on the payroll. So it was like me, Bob, and Mike. And then,
oh, yes.
Then they brought in Amy, and then that's when the money was gone because she got the budget.
Gotcha. And then they were like,
I don't think she, I don't know how long she lasted. I don't have any... Like bad I feel like rapport with anybody.
I feel like it was a year. I don't feel like she stayed very long, right? Maybe a year or two.
Yeah. I just know that when
it was a pretty quick turnaround between the first realm of us going there to try it. And then I feel like honestly, like 2 or 3 years later is when they were looking again, if I remember correctly. Because I had moved to Florida, but then I remember I think only being in Florida for like a year or two. It wasn't that long of me living there.
Yeah, she was a short-lived co-host. Mm-hmm. And then I just remember when I came back, Bob was posting like her mugshot. I was like, yo, you can't do that.
That's I didn't know that.
She got like a drunk driving or something. But I love Bob. Like he is like family. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's vicious. He didn't put girl's mugshot up.
Oh, he would.
Yeah, he was vicious.
Okay, so.
There were some things that I've been through.
You know what used to piss me off? I really liked him. And he was so different off air though than he was on. Yes.
How so?
I'm not even going to, I'll tell you after specifically, it scarred me for life.
Really?
Yes. And I'll tell you after the fact, but.
Okay. Wait, was he nice or not nice off air?
Oh my God. He was the best. He was amazing.
Okay.
It was like, he was playing it up for the show, but something went down that like, literally, I think I have trauma over it, but I don't think he was a bad person. I think he was doing it for the show. Like it's a radio show. You're still playing a part. And I do feel like, and maybe you feel different. They needed a certain type of person to come on the show and like, not to toot my own horn, but I'm very quick and witty and being able to come at somebody, they kind of wanted like a sweet, not that you weren't. I mean, you're very much a fireball.
No, but I was very sweet and innocent and an airhead. I was. And then I grew over the years. Now I'd be like, y'all better go sit your asses, your butts down.
Yeah, that's like, how I was though. But I wasn't conditioned. I didn't know that you like had to do, I didn't do it. I was like 21 or two or three. Like I was really young. And I think for the show, it didn't land well for like the dynamics of the show on air.
I think that would have been, I thought you were fabulous. Even my family's like, man, she's great. You were great.
Stop.
It was that's you really and maybe one other person that was really like stood out. And I don't remember who the person is.
I don't remember. I really don't remember anybody else. I remembered you. I feel like I just like hit it off with you. We were very similar and like coming in and we were just like, obviously we're both hyperactive.
Right.
And we're like, you know, and that's the energy. I feel like that's good because on a radio show or like a podcast, when you're just listening, when that's the only medium, you have to be like animated.
Oh, and I was so animated. I remember saying stuff though that was so outlandish that it was authentic, but it was turned up like 20 times.
Yeah.
I got a lot of hate. And then that's when I stopped trying to be what everybody wanted to be and started to focus on like, all right, let me just be myself.
See, and it worked out really well.
I got a lot of hate for a couple of years. It was bad.
Really?
Oh, it was bad. It was brutal. I remember crying several years.
People just didn't like you on the show or what? Like what was the hate?
Whatever Bob would say, and I take that back. It was either they love me or hate me, but you know, you take that one hate and you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But Bob would pit me against other people. Like if people would come on and that was his job.
Yeah.
And I, at the time, was not strong enough. Like, I was
still young. Yeah. Yep.
Like, I didn't know myself fully. And so it took a toll on me. But then I'm thankful because it made me strong and like, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm,
your skin is tough.
Now I'm like completely who I am on and off. It's the same. Mm-hmm. So I was always the same on and off, but.
But it's I'm different.
I'm not scared to be myself anymore.
That's exactly that. Like when you and I, like Eric and I were catching up before we started recording, and it is that. It's like you, the older we get, the less we're willing to put up with, especially at like our, like making us look bad. No, if I feel a way about something, I'm so much more confident in being myself because realistically at the end of the day, what? Someone doesn't like you?
And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I remember because we've had a lot of changes since Bob. And I want to just say, like, I love him. That man got me started in radio. Like, yeah. I'm so thankful. Like,
yeah, he's a big part of where you're at.
Yeah, he is the reason why I got started. So I will forever be thankful and consider him family. Mm-hmm. But through the years, like, there's been so many different people and just so much drama. And I was like, I don't care if I'm y'all's friend.
You know,
I want to be nice and friendly. But you realize, like, it doesn't matter.
Well, at the end of the day, if you can go to sleep at night knowing you are yourself, people, if you don't like me because of who I am, truly, I can't change that.
Yeah.
I can be fake and you might like a fake version, but how good does that feel? If you know you're being fake in a situation and people like you for that, well, that doesn't feel very good because you know it's BS.
Right.
Whereas like the older we get, the less we're, I don't have the energy to chase around a friendship or to chase around someone to like me or to fake something because look, we got kids, we got families. Yeah. You just don't want to put your energy into like, what, making you like me? Making a stranger like me?
Like, I think there was two lessons that I learned early on. Like, you're not here to make friends. As far as work goes, you're not here to make friends. Bob taught me that. And then never tell a lie because it's so much harder to keep up with that lie. Just be yourself because you can't tell stories on the air every day if you're living a lie. Like, something's going to get twisted. So I always knew from the beginning, like, just be your, you know. Mm-hmm. But it took time to have the confidence to be like,
it's the maturity and the emotional intelligence to know. And also like, I always tell people I'm too dumb to lie because I can't keep up with it. And that's also exhausting. And he's right. I mean, if you start lying about something and
it will catch up,
it will, because I just told someone the other day, how wild is it to have like a podcast or radio, something recorded or written in a screenshot?
Oh yeah.
That's there. And I do think people are allowed to grow and change their mind on something. Like people that hold your hand to the fire because you said something 6 months ago, I'm allowed to change my opinion. But it is something that you have to really think about because it can be taken out of context. People can use it later, something totally different. God, can you imagine? Like,
I'm screwed on being a mayor. Like I thought I was going to be. I'm screwed.
Did you really?
No, yeah. I always joke I'm like, I'm being a mayor, but this station has ruined that.
Yeah, it's you're the mayor of the station then. Just do that. You're the mayor of your world.
I think I'm the only one there that's from the OG days.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the only on-air person. Yeah, everybody's
that's interesting. New. So, okay, tell us what is your day like? Are you still doing a regular show?
It's very busy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming here.
No, it's good. Like, this was a great, like, I was excited. I was like, I haven't seen you in forever. I see you on social.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen you, and I love seeing you as a mama. Like, it's really cool.
Oh, thanks.
It's busy, so... Today is actually Fridays are easier, but I do the show. The show's 3 to 7, but I made the agreement that I can cut out early.
Okay.
Because kids, like that was part of the deal.
Yeah.
I did mornings forever. So this has been the best like transition in my life. It's so nice.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of meetings, endorsements. Like it's usually very busy.
Okay.
So
it's, yeah. You do Monday through Friday? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you've got two kids.
Yep. Coaching baseball right now.
You are?
Yeah, I'm the assistant coach. I was the head coach for basketball. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, let's tap it back. So now I'm assistant coach. So
just putting it on the resume.
Yeah.
Dang.
But that's actually fun. So I think, you know, as we have kids, like it used to be, I would spend the night at the station. I did all this and that. But now my babies are my world. You can take it. And I love my job. I love it. I'm so thankful. But you can take it.
Yeah.
Throw it away. Like my family, my friends, like that's where...
Yeah, that's at the end priority. Of the day, that's what matters. Right. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's really what matters.
So
and their opinion matters of their mom. And if you're giving them a little version of yourself, that also sucks. Do you ever go to bed at night after you're just like, you're short tempered by the end of the day, you've had a crazy day and you like snap on your kid and then you go to bed and you're like, oh my gosh. Like I literally sometimes want to go wake Fisher up and be like, I'm so sorry. I love you so much. And they don't care. They don't hold that grudge against you.
No, I know,
you,
but
thank
I read
God.
Somewhere recently because, you know, I always have to think about, Jesus gave me this baby. Like, what a blessing. Like, I have to be
blessed.
Yes, but they drive me crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
But like, I read somewhere to never yell at them at night because I would always be like, get in the bed, hurry up, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, that's what they go and process during their sleep. So I was like, okay. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'll try to be better and I'll yell at them in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the day started up.
Even for school, like Easton's very sensitive. Ella is hell on wheels. Yeah. So like both of them take things differently. But Easton, if I'm stern with him, he'll cry and I feel really guilty that he'll cry before school.
Yes.
So I have to just...
I know. You know. I don't ever want his day to start off bad. And like mornings are tough as a mom because you're running around, you're trying to do stuff, especially a working mom, not to discredit anybody else. But when you're in a time crunch in the morning, sometimes like I'm ahead of schedule. Some days I'm not. Sometimes we're fighting over socks, shoes, whatever. Yeah. And every time I drive him to school, like he's in pre-K, I'm like, I always want to turn it around. And then I'm a psychopath. So I'm like, am I like manipulating my kid? Cause I'm always like, you're going to have a good day, buddy. Like, I love you, you know, whatever it is. Like I try to like put good, happy thoughts. Yeah. And then I'm like, is that wrong? Is that manipulating your kid? Cause we had a rough morning, but I'm just turning it around.
I will yell, get in the car, get in the car. I love you. We sing a song and we have to hold hands every day before they get out.
Okay. All right.
And it's literally, I'm screaming, you've lost your tablet for the next 2 days. I love you.
Yes. Like, we see, happy, happy, joy, joy. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have a great day.
I know. I just don't want to drop him off. And then that's what he's thinking about. And God forbid something happens to me. And that's his memory of his mom yelling at him.
I think about that when you're like, I don't want that to be the last. I do that with my husband too. Like, I don't want to have the last interaction.
No.
So a lot of times I'll be like, I got to go. Click. Hey, I love you. Have a good day. I'll talk to you later.
So when you send the text later, you're like, you deserve that, but I love you. Yes. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Man, when me and Boston got married, his name's Ken, but Boston is what we call him on the air. When we first got married, we're so different.
Uh-huh.
Like he's very OCD, very like just he's my opposite.
Yeah.
Whew, it was tough, but now we've learned because he wouldn't communicate with me when we fought.
Oh, and he would like shut down?
Yeah, he would shut down. I mean, it was bad, but now we've learned. He's like, just tell your mama she's right. We'll be fine. And that's the way we work.
We love that. Yeah, Boston, great. You know the ropes, too.
He's like, learned over the years, like, just nod with your mama and you'll be fine.
Well, some battles just aren't worth it. Yeah, like, there are certain things that, again, as we get older, I'm like, wait, does this really matter? I already know I'm right.
I try to look at it as... In 5 years, doesn't matter because I saw somebody, maybe it was another podcast, I heard it. Yeah. Like, will it matter in 5 years? And if it doesn't, like,
I love that. And that's so true. God, think about everything that doesn't matter.
Oh, nothing really.
And I don't even remember yesterday. So if I don't remember yesterday, I don't remember in five, like, yeah, that's a great way to live your life and just to think and put in perspective that kind of thing. Do you feel like you would ever let your daughter go the path you did in like radio and stuff?
She can. But I don't know if I would necessarily. I mean, it'll be so different by the time she gets to start doing radio and stuff. It'll be different. We might have AI robots doing radio.
Girl, can you imagine?
Yeah.
That would be, I don't know. I always tell people, a robot's not going to take my job like as a hairstylist.
I don't know. They got robots doing surgeries now.
And nails. There is
what?
A machine.
I didn't see that.
Yes. Okay.
I bet they look cute though.
They're probably perfect. Okay. So you go in, you put your hands down. And that's my one vice.
Where's that at?
I don't know. I saw it online. So you know what? Y'all already know. If you're listening to this, you know me. Like sometimes my facts, like I don't fact check everything. But you put your hands in it and it like scans your nail and then it like does your nails and it's done.
You're
that's
so
my
good.
Only, thanks girl. They're a little grown out. That's the only thing that I do for myself. Like my nails, like pedicure, manicure, my hair is a hot mess. My roots will be grown.
You can do your own hair.
Exactly. So I don't ever go. It is. It's really convenient. I just keep adding money pieces. And then my roots are like down here. I'm like, okay, I need a highlight.
Your hair looks amazing. Can you do your own extensions?
I don't do extensions.
No, I know you don't have any, but I'm saying like, can you do them?
I don't know.
Because there's a girl that she does, maybe. My girl that does my hair, she does her own. And I'm like, how you get back there in the back?
Oh, how
and do,
do
it?
You? I don't know.
She does, though. She gets back there with that little whatever.
I've never. Okay, so as a hairstylist, listen, this is a hot take. Don't come at me if you do extensions. Love that journey for you. For me, I don't. Whatever. So I used to do tape-ins years ago, but then people weren't maintaining them properly. Whatever. So I got extensions.
I hate tape-ins.
Me too. Like, God, that was so, what, 2002? But I got the beaded. One time.
Yeah.
It was a stylist at our salon. He was training to do it. He was like, can I do them? I was like, sure. And I just remember having them and they were so heavy and like, itch that I got Mike to go in with the pliers one night and take them out, unbead each one. Cause it was just a metal clasp, you know?
Oh, okay.
And I remember laying on the couch, just flipping my head over and being like, I could finally just scratch. I think I had them in for 2 days. I lasted 2 days. They looked great, but
Well, what do you use? Okay, so your hair looks incredible. I do got some weave up in my hair. I got a lot of weave in my hair.
Looks good, whatever.
Because after I had Ella, my hair was always long and beautiful and thick. After I had Ella, I don't know what happened. Like, I could not regroup. And so,
my hair's thin. You would not.
You cannot tell.
I know. People say that, but I promise. My hair, my ponytail is nothing, especially having kids.
Girl, mine's like a little twig.
Hormones. Oh, I'll put my hair. I don't ever wear my hair straight. And I have like naturally pretty like wavy hair, which makes it look thicker. And my texture itself is not overly fine. So I think that helps. But no, I mean, I would say at an alarming amount weekly, I'm like, God, my hair is so thin because your hormones and
your
kids.
Your hormones are crazy. The food we eat.
Getting
everything.
Older is BS. It's a trap.
And I used to be so insecure about it. Now I'm like, yeah, I got weave. But
it doesn't matter.
But like,
it looks good.
Even seeing some like a Kim Kardashian who's got all the money in the world and resources. Like when she takes her stuff out, she's got little thin hair.
Oh, for sure.
So the fact that you have so much hair is like such a blessing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it looks more thick than it is.
Vegamore is what I've been using to try to get it to grow back.
Okay.
Have you heard of Vegamore?
No. I've been doing Nutrafol.
It's got CBD in it.
Oh, does it? Is that why you're so chill?
No, I don't know if it meant, I don't know. But.
So there's so many theories now. So Neutrafol, with social, that's what I've been using. And the only thing that I don't like about it is it's four pills. That's just a lot because I already take vitamins.
I bought those and never took them. I'm such a wasteful
person. That is, girl, those were like $70
expensive.
A month.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I do two usually, and I still was able to notice a difference. I still take them.
Okay.
Started in maybe September. And the reason that I did, I feel like most of us are all a little like apprehensive when you see like mass sharing of things. You almost wonder like, is this real? Is this a true testimony? You're getting paid for it.
Right.
Well, I had several clients and friends that used it that actually I could see the growth. And I was like, what are you using? And they were like, Nutrafol. Well, those are my clients. They have no reason to lie to me. And I was able to see it.
Okay.
So I started them back in September and I definitely notice growth. So maybe even it's that.
My doctor recommends those too. She's like a med spa owner and doctor.
Okay.
She's a girlfriend. She was like, recommends those.
All right.
I started the Vegamore because it's got the oils and it helps with hair falling out.
Is it
like
a scalp serum?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like a, what is it? Beta blocker, some kind of blocker that helps the hair from falling out. Cause I was losing like clumps of hair and I was crying, you know, it was rough.
For when I had COVID hair loss is
a
thing.
Oh, people said that. Yeah.
It is now.
I never had COVID.
You haven't? Mm-mm. Dang, we went forever not getting it. And then I got it twice in like 6 months. I got it on a girl's beach trip. And then I got it on our cruise. Our whole friend group got it on the cruise. Like the end.
Oh my God,
Thank God it was the last day.
Yeah.
But I was like up in the airport.
Did they let
y'all
off? You remember that cruise ship? They kept everybody locked up for like
yes.
a month. I was like, oh my
no,
God.
No, this was last March actually. Cause I got it for the first time, like way into post COVID. And I was like, are you kidding me? It happened the last day. We woke up in the port. And our flight kept getting delayed in Fort Lauderdale. I wanted to die. I felt horrible.
Yeah.
It was like, the first time I had it was like nausea, but I noticed my hair came out after. And it's usually like 4 to 6 months post. And now they've actually identified that as a actual thing. Cause before it was like, oh, it might not be. Well, then I kept thinking last March, dang, now my hair finally is growing. And I had COVID again. And I don't know that it affected me again that same way, but there are so many things now. A little bit of growth falling out or your hair falling out, that's normal. You're going to shed hair as long as new growth is coming in. Like I can see little hairs on your head. It's growing in.
Yeah, I don't know if that's from a hot iron or...
a little chemical cut?
I haven't used... yeah, I don't know. I think it's new though because I've been using that stuff. And
you can usually tell by the point. If it's a nice, like, if it's a blunt or like a frazzled end, that's probably breakage.
Okay, so this is new growth. That's good.
Probably, yeah. It looks
okay,
like
good.
It doesn't look fried.
Okay.
Because you can tell the difference. If it comes out in like a nice point, that's typically fresh new growth.
I felt bad because I know Wendy knows hair, right? She's a hairdresser. And so I was like, crap, I didn't put no oil in my hair. It's frizzy.
No,
your
hair looks good. Are you kidding?
It's fine.
No, it looks good.
I barely made it out of the house on time to get the kids.
See, your
to
extensions
school.
Look good to me too. I cannot stand when someone's got extensions and I'm like, the hair texture doesn't match or the color doesn't match and it doesn't blend.
Yeah.
But yours look actually really good.
Well, okay.
Look very blended.
I got a lot of stuff going on. But what's the row? She did a row.
Uh-huh.
She did that. I think the hair is good, but I had the last set of them that got short. So I made her do like two rows. So one is somewhere in there. I don't know.
Oh, I can see the different in the color
you
that you just
see my pulled. Little twigs underneath. And when anytime in pictures, I'm like, she got extensions because you can see their hair.
The difference. Yeah. I mean, extensions are very much a big thing. And again, I know this is a hot take because people get some kind of hot about it, but I feel like over time, you can get some.
It damages your hair.
It does. And I think over time, it's like tension alopecia, which kind of, think about it. You have something tugging.
It
and
does.
People that do extensions, again, I'm not discrediting them. If you have extensions, great. If you do them, awesome. but I think that logically just makes sense. So I don't think it's a great like years and years thing.
Right.
And also I tell clients, I'm like, it doesn't make you feel good when they come out and you look at your hair and you're like, ew.
No, I go through like, my girl I've been with for a while, but you know, you go through a depression when she takes it out. Cause I took it out for a while. I was like, I don't want these anymore. I wanted to feel free.
Yeah.
And I just would use clips at events and stuff, uh-huh. but it was shocking. You're like, oh my damn, I'm bald. Like
that's
I
what no it hair. Does feel like you're bald.
Yeah.
Have you seen the halo where it like is a, it's a couple tracks in the back and that's got the clear like fishing line basically. And you just lay it on as the crown.
Yeah. But that would slip off for me.
Do you think? I really want to get one of those. Cause I like those. I think I like those, but they look really
cool.
Email
us, like email Wendy the best ones. Cause I know. I don't know the best brand.
Okay. So there is one that I signed up to be an affiliate. Cause I want to get one and try it. And there's something Crown. I'll tell you when we get done, I'll look it up.
Oh, Hidden Crown.
Is it Hidden Crown? Maybe.
There's Hidden Crown.
It might be that actually.
Cashmere Hair's got a good one.
Like, okay.
I'm a weave official.
You already know. Yeah, you are. Yeah, it is Hidden Crown. Look at you.
Hidden Crown's good. They got good quality.
They look amazing. Yeah, Mallory Irvin. Do you follow her on Instagram? You would love her. You need to follow her.
Okay.
She's awesome. She always wears them. And as a hairstylist, I would never be able to tell. And she gets her head going too. I'm like, all right.
Look her up. Mallory Irvin. Maybe I'll
Irvin.
Irvin.
Yeah.
Is she local?
She's not. She's in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
You would really like her because she's similar, like personality wise.
We crazy.
But she has very thin hair naturally, but hers look amazing. And that's why I originally signed up for the Hidden Crown because I'm like, all right. I
just followed her.
Perfect.
Awesome.
But hers, I mean, they look natural and you cannot tell. So I had worth a shot.
I'm the girl. Like, so I'll see my friends and people that I don't really know well. And they have those tracks showing. I'm like, honey, come here.
Yes. Well, that was the problem with tape-ins on the sides.
Yeah. I had a girl, we were at a big meeting with some really well-to-do CEOs. And I saw those tracks across the room. So I just got up and I was like, hey, I'm gonna run to the bathroom. And I kind of like moved her hair over because it was just hanging.
Yeah.
You could just see them. I was like, that is embarrassing.
And they were like such a short little track of it too. So you didn't cover a lot of ground. So you needed so many.
Yeah.
And it was like over time, again, it's like, I don't know. That's the best part. And also when you're taking it out, even if you do it very cautiously, all that hair bunched in. Yes. Some of it is just natural. It's going to happen, but
no, it ripped my hair. I did tape ins one time and I did not like them. Which shout out to whoever uses them because some people swear by them. For me,
yeah, and that's the thing. Listen, y'all, y'all know I'm a worrywart. If you do extensions, great, love that. If you have them, also great. Like I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum.
I'm a wig factory. I will throw a wig and weave on in a heartbeat.
Right. I'm like, but for me, yeah, but I'd love to have like longer, thicker hair. I mean, it does. Hair can change the game.
Yeah.
Man.
It does. My husband doesn't like it though. He was like, take it out. Like I've scared him when I used to have the clip-ins. I've hung it up.
He's wake up in the morning and you're like, you have like lashes sitting there and like a couple tracks and they're like,
Oh yeah. What? The lashes are all over the house. He's like, is this a spider or your lashes?
Okay. So lashes, I love, Babe Lash. Have you ever used that for serum? Your lashes look good. Are they,
do
you
have, I glued those on this morning, like in a hurry. I actually did them in the car because I was rushing.
Good.
It's cheap. Kiss from CVS.
Okay. I have some Kiss ones over there.
But I also have a serum that I've been using because I used to get
extensions. It works, girl.
Until COVID. And I was like, I'm done keeping up with this. And it damaged my eyelashes.
Yeah.
I just hated spending an hour every 2 weeks. So this is, I just sling it on there. But the serum I think is helping too.
Mine work. I can literally look at pictures and I swear it works so freaking good.
Wait, but which one are you using?
Babe Lash. I used to use another one, but it made my eyes roll. You have blue eyes too. So like it made my eyes almost to the point that they were like swollen. They were puffy.
So what is the one Latisse? I can't use Latisse. Mm-mm. Because
and that can like
mine
discolor too, right? Yeah,
I was scared about that. But I used to have blue eyes. Now I have hazely eyes.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes changed over the years. I don't know what happened. It wasn't from Latisse. It was like as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll switch back from blue to green. It's very bizarre.
Yeah. I'm like, depending on what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Although she like rolls up today, y'all, in this cute freaking pink outfit. She's like, oh my God, don't judge my outfit. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, she looks so cute.
I'm dressed. Well, I have a blazer and heels because I have a meeting with the president of the company today, which I'm not going to make it.
So you were flats fine for me? Oh, you, girl.
No, I'm good. Okay. He'll bump it back. He already rescheduled me twice. We're good.
Okay.
So if he's listening to this, my bad. You're my boo.
That's how you know. That's how you know you got it made at the station when you're like, hey, I know you're the president, but
he rescheduled twice. And I don't mean like he's my boo in that way. I'm just saying like,
right, of course.
It's different in radio.
Well, you've been there forever. He probably trusts you. He knows. Yeah. He knows you're valuable.
Yeah. Well, I make them a lot of money, so.
That's the least they can do.
That's all that they care about, really.
And right.
I love the job.
It's of course.
A great community service job. But yes, it's all about money in any business a lot of times, in corporate.
I tell people, America. I'm like, y'all, I'm not a for-profit. Like, I always try to do, like, my price is like very reasonable in my hair salon, but then I'll be doing some emotional pity discounts because people get the best. And then I got to step back and be like, I am not a nonprofit. Okay. What am I doing?
Okay. So my girl, same thing. She's so sweet. She's just really talented. Her name is Cam. She was saying the same thing. She's like, people come in here and poor mouth me. God. And then I take the price off and she's like, I've paid more for their hair and the products. I know.
It's so true. And everything is so expensive now. Like even in the hair salon, it's just unbelievable. And I get caught up in like the emotional side of it because so as much as I've grown into being like steadfast in who I am and outspoken on all that stuff, now that I'm a mom, I swear it made me a little bitch. Now I'm like crying all the time. I cry at least once a day with a client. They will say something. It will just move me to tears. I'm like,
no, but that means you're, what? I cry a lot too, but that means you're a tender hearted person.
Very much. Yeah. Very much.
A good
and
spirit.
Yeah. I absolutely believe that. And I do believe at the end of the day, I'm a good person, but I'm like, I also think people can like read into that. And I'm not even saying my clients. I've had my clientele. I don't take new clients really. Case by case, I will. So I've had all these people for years. I mean, they were with me when I had a baby, when I got married, when I lost my dad, like all these big things. Like we have such a bond, which I love. But in the rare instance, somebody's like telling you something, man, you just like do it. And then you step back and you're like, God, I made 12. Yeah. Wow, I made $12.
Yeah, for 3 hours of your time.
Right, yeah. And so it is hard. But then I joke with people. I'm like, I gotta remember, I'm not like a nonprofit. I am running a business, and everything is
but
about
it's hard,
money.
Because hair is expensive. I mean, getting your hair done is expensive.
Yes, it is.
It's for me a necessity.
It's an investment. It's an investment. Oh, that's right. It is a necessity.
It's a necessity for me, but it's an investment. But I mean, like people complain when y'all raise your prices. You're like,
I know
the hair products are so much more expensive. I have to.
I know, and that's the thing too. Like if you like as a hairstylist, I will absolutely try to accommodate the budget for like the way that we're doing it. Like if you don't have a lot of money to spend there in your hair, let's not do something high maintenance. And I'm very realistic with my clients about that. That is one thing. None of them could ever say that I like price gouge or that I'll oversell something. Right. I do have product for sale in my salon, but I don't push that. Like if you want to buy from me, great. Now don't take a picture of it on my shelf and go buy it on Amazon. That kind of cuts a little bit. I'm like, damn,
well, Amazon's
for real.
Still going to be expensive too.
But they get a lot more cost breaks. Same thing with Ulta because they're buying in mass quantities, whereas for me, I can't even compete wholesale with what Ulta can do a sale for. It doesn't even make sense for me. It doesn't even make sense for you to buy it from me. And when people still do because they want to support my business, that is so special, and I love that. But they'll run sales; they're selling it for cheaper than I get it. I can't compete with that.
How do you get your products? Because I know like my girl will send me to get some of my stuff every now and then. Yeah. I like Kerastase, but they don't sell that anywhere.
Oh, okay. I usually order direct from Wella or like Salon Centric or Cosmoprof. But yeah, I try to order direct through them because you do get a little bit better price. Yeah. You're going to pay for convenience. And I get that. If I can run down the street and get it, I'm going to pay a couple dollars more because I need it now.
Right.
But I try to do like big orders in the beginning of the month, get my stuff in, and the beauty of not taking new clients often. And I'm not at a point in my career where I'm like, I want to get creative and do crazy. No, I have the usses of the world. You know, I do a lot of blondes. I do very low maintenance or like balayage. I don't need to like, I pretty much know my books where I need to get what I have. And it's easy to do it, but I do like one big order a month, which
how
hurts.
Cool is that though? You're like, I don't take new clients. I'm full. That's
so
amazing.
It
though.
Is. And I'm very proud of that. But would you believe in the hair industry? It's very frowned upon. People tell you, and if you're a hairstylist listening to this, you'll know and you'll be like, yep. They tell you if you don't take new clients or if you're booked out for weeks at a time, you got to raise your prices. You got to weed people out. And I literally have said the same thing for years. I do not want to. There are people that I haven't even moved locations because I don't want to be too much into Holly Springs because I don't want to lose. I'm emotionally attached to these people. And that is the honest to God truth.
Yeah.
I would never dare raise prices to weed out people to get new people. And for me, you know, again, if you are a hairstylist and you do that, that is awesome. And you're probably making a lot more than me, but I love the conversation. I love
your people are there for you. They're your ride or die.
And we know each other so much. Like I'm talking years. And I do take new clients by like, if you had a cousin and you're like, hey, my cousin just moved here. My friend, whoever. I'm like, absolutely. Now I do a little screen. I'm like, are they crazy? What's their hair like? Tell me about them. Yeah. You know, because some people are like, listen, my friend's going to reach out to you. Don't do it. But I don't do it. Yeah, they're like, don't do it. I'm like, all right. But I mean, I take a lot of pride in that because that means I've been able to keep and retain these people that not only are choosing to spend their money with me, but they're also like, we have a friendship and it is a little deeper. That is this podcast.
Oh, you tell like all your business I sure who do. Does your hair. Like,
oh, I sure do too.
And vice versa. Yeah. Me and my girl, we're like telling everything.
Oh, when I tell you that I know all about everything. So one of our neighbors has a daughter that she's 19. She just got out of hair school and she came to my salon on Monday and yesterday and like shadowed. Oh my Lord. Yesterday I took her to dinner after just to like, cause she's so sweet. And I felt kind of bad cause I was like, it's probably boring, but whatever. And I was like, man, I said, how do you feel? Like, this is real life. Like all the stuff you've heard. I mean, I had a client that's a labor and delivery nurse, crazy stories. And she had a crazy patient, which was freaking hilarious. I was dying. We had an anesthesiologist. We had stay-at-home moms. We have, I mean, every walk of life.
You hear it all.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. And they don't hold back. I mean, she heard it all too. I was like, hey, this is Cheyenne. She's going to be blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, cool. And they just go right into it. I had a social worker. You know, them stories are crazy. She's like a mediator with like crazy families.
Yeah.
And I mean, you hear it all because it's something about, and I do, I've been told in the past, like I have this way of making people feel really comfortable. And I love that because I'm an open book. I overshare to the point sometimes. Well, sometimes it hurts me because it'll get used against you. It's not really that people have your pure intentions, which I don't ever do that. A lot of
people don't have your best interest.
No, they hold on to something and then they'll say something or use it later. Or God forbid you get in a little tiff and then they're spreading your business, you know?
Right.
And I started this podcast specifically so my clients tell the stories in my salon, but that they could have a platform to share. Cause I don't feel like it's always my place to tell their stories, but some of them are so wild that I'm like, I want you to do it. So you hear everything and I share with them so much. And I truly, if I give a client my word, I do not ever tell that. Also because they all know each other. So it would get back.
Yeah, so, of course.
But I mean, I do. I take a lot of pride in the fact that I've had these people forever and I just don't want to like weed people out.
Yeah.
Because like, think about finding a new person. You've been with your person for a long time and y'all know each other and she's been with you and y'all have shared so much. How comforting is that to know? And you get to go like, I go to work and I feel like I'm hanging out with people all day. I love to talk.
Yeah, I get excited to see my girl. But, and you know, and I know there's lots of people, but it's like when you marry your person at least.
Right. You
that's
do.
That's what I do.
And people I've have a like hard time breaking up. Life. Exactly. And that's the thing. And I also understand that maybe if you're not meeting someone's needs, I've only had to fire a client once or twice. And one time she had been coming for like a year and she was a referral from somebody. And she made me feel so shitty every time she came in about my job. Like made me feel like I wasn't good and that I just wasn't doing a good job on her hair because she wasn't ever happy. I was doing what she wanted to do, even advising against it. And I would do it. And then she didn't like it because I even knew. And finally one day I just said, you know what? She was sitting in my chair to get ready and she was giving me a hard time. I was running a little bit late. And she was like giving me attitude. I said, you know, I just don't think that I am the stylist for you. And I've never had the balls. Never had the balls to do this.
That's pretty good.
I was pregnant or either right after I had Fisher. So I just,
hormones were like,
it was the hormones. And that's the only other time I've done it two times. And it was when I was pregnant or hormonal with that. And my mom was like, I'm so proud of you. You've never had the ways to do that. I'm like, nope. But, I told her and she goes, I agree. And walked out. I'm like, oh, well,
okay, bye.
Okay, cool. I'm like, well, now I have an hour and a half to myself.
Yeah.
But I mean, if someone's stealing your joy, I joke with people. I'm like, my room is too small. I have a little private suite salon. And I'm like, it's too small for you to be bringing in all that crazy. Like if you don't make me feel good, but that's also why I would never do like Instagram full time. People can get on there. We talked about it before we started recording. Somebody could get on and tell you that you suck and that your outfit's ugly and you're fat and stupid. And that has ruined my day. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. You know, you're spiraling because somebody ruined your day with that or you, whatever. Right. Like at work, at least at this point in my career, I've been doing it 20 years. I know I'm good at hair. I might have an off day, but at the end of the day, I know I'm good at it. Same thing with you. You know you're good in radio. You know you're good at talking.
I had a lot of struggles along the way, but now I'm like, we're good. I'm good.
Yeah, because you found your groove.
But like, I also accept myself, and so that helps
too. Yeah.
But and the negative energy stuff, like, I'm all about, like, I don't have time for that negative. No. Like, you come up in my world with some mess, I'm like, we got too much going on. It's,
no.
Life is too short. Like, no, thank you.
That's the thing. I think it's exactly that. Life is too short. And if somebody's not going to like you for you, I always tell people, joking, but kind of not, if you don't like me, that's your loss. I'm fun. I'm a fun friend.
Yeah,
I'm going to ride hard for you. I'm going to get your back. I like to have a good time. So if you don't like me for me, that's your loss.
We were talking about people that have red flags. So there was a girl that kept hating on me. And she, you know, one of those people that stalks everything you do, but never supports you.
100%.
I didn't let it bother me because I was like looking at the big picture and I was like, she ain't got no friends from back in the day.
Nope. You like, saw it for what it was.
Yeah, like there's none of these people. Whereas my ride or dies have been with me for my whole life from each chapter.
Exactly.
And I was like, so I'm not going to sweat it. Just let it go.
Because also at the end of the day, I'm self-aware. I am loud. I can be annoying. I am obnoxious. I got opinions. I'm just, you know, I'm that person. And I'm like,
accept it.
We do. And it's like my close friends already know that.
Yeah.
And I'm in on the joke. It's cool. I'm good. If I'm too much, okay, then don't hang out.
Yeah, my friends said that about me too. A lot of my girlfriends from high school are all school teachers. They're like, she is extra. But it's fine.
But it's fine.
They
but
can
I think
come to their career days.
Right. So but I think that's why you and I connected years ago, because same type of energy,
it
like
is what it is.
Hyper. Yeah. And like, I mean that in the best ways. Like, it took me a long time not to like want to water myself down and not be extra. No, I have a lot of energy and my kid is the same way. And you know what? I love that about him.
Yeah.
And if I'm around somebody, cause there's a couple people that we are around often that make me feel a little anxious cause he's a 5-year-old boy. He is wild. It's not that he's a bad kid. He's a 5-year-old. Like,
right.
I'm sorry that that makes you uneasy or like whatever, but that's a you problem. That's not a kid problem. That's not a me problem. And I'm like, that's actually a great attribute for kids. I ain't going to make him not do something because he's too much.
My 5-year-old's the same. So Easton's the sweet and loving one, but Ella, woo, girl will be jumping off of buildings before long. She's lit.
Yeah. And you said she's starting kindergarten.
She'll start kindergarten in July. When does Fisher go?
August. He's traditional.
Okay. We're year round. Morrisville does year round, which I like it though.
Do
I like
you?
It.
Yeah. So I was telling someone this past week, if you have somebody that does year round, they go hard for that. They love it. They love it. We're very much summer people, beach people. We want to be on the boat, warm weather, basically.
Me too.
I am not trying to be cooped up with my child in December for 5 weeks on a track out. Like,
Like it because I take like a couple of weeks at Christmas time and then usually I get out in March. That's my birthday. So we go on a spring break.
Okay.
Summer.
So it'll line up
summer,
good then.
Summer he gets 5 weeks because he's track one. So it's still.
Oh, it's like, the most similar, right?
Yeah. It's more similar to a traditional.
Yeah.
It's just that we have extended periods of time. So it's not bad.
Yeah. No, that's good.
I don't know if I'd like the other tracks because this one's more similar.
It's 1 and 4, right? That are the most like a traditional.
Yeah.
And then the others are kind of like, that would be weird.
I wouldn't do that.
Can you imagine going to school? Like, okay, you grew up very similar to that, like how I did. Are your core childhood memories in summer, like spending time with your cousins and your grandparents?
Oh, and
like,
we went to the beach.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, Atlantic Beach we went.
Yes. I cannot imagine not having summers like that for Fisher. And like, my brother's kids are also on traditional, so we get to like hang out with them.
What beach do y'all go to?
And Atlantic.
Okay, yeah.
That's our beach too. That's the good. Although y'all stop going. Not if you're going to go there, just keep going. But like, stop going there. You're overcrowded.
It's getting busy. Like restaurants, if you go eat out at Amos Mosquitoes or whatever, it's like 4 hours.
Forget it. No, Amos Mosquitoes, you can't even get in.
I have to go and get it right at the door. And I'm like, let me get a to-go order.
I know. That was the first drink. There are spicy margaritas there. First drink postpartum. We went to the beach. Fisher was a week old. And I went out, my birthday was right after his, and I got a spicy margarita. And when you haven't drank for, you know, 9 months, girl, I was like, oh my God. And then why did I go home or go back? We had a place across from AB Surf Shop. I went back and pumped and dumped because I didn't know that you didn't have to do that with like one drink. I cried. I remember.
Oh, I didn't realize that because I don't really drink because I get so drunk so quick. But I didn't know you had to dump it like. Or I mean, I thought you'd have to dump it too after that one.
Yeah,
drink. I would have done the same thing.
You could literally drink a glass of wine. Not that I would or ever did, but you could like drink a beer or a glass of wine while you were like breastfeeding or pumping. And it's not in your milk yet, I guess, from what I understand. Listen, I ain't a doctor, WebMD, whatever. But I guess there's a certain time limit and amount of drinks that it's not like in your milk. Well, I didn't know. Okay. I still forgot the rules, but whatever. But I remember crying, but that was my first drink. But we got married in Beaufort because we love it. We both grew up going down there. And now it is so crowded. It's so commercialized, but we still love it.
I love it. I mean, my husband's from Boston, so like beaches, he said it's very chill. You know, it's not as ton going on, but I will never not go to Atlantic because of my childhood.
I know. There's like, so
I have
many
to
times.
Always go back.
The Circle? Oh, God.
That's so different.
It's so different.
There's good restaurants now.
Yeah. It's so different. Like the Circle used to like just cruise around it and there was like the go-kart track and like whatever. And they've like demolished it all. But
now it's bougie.
It's so bougie, but it's still fun. Mike's stepdad lives down there. So we go primarily like.
Wait, do you stay with them then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, because we sold our place actually in 2020, which was good because we made a little money on it. And then we just stay there and we go for the Big Rock. Because sometimes like me and his sister fished it last year and then Mike pretty much fishes it every year. So we'll go for like a week and a half, 2 weeks during that time. And that was another thing with school. I was like, listen, we got to go to the beach. We're beach people. And we'll go back for the 4th of July.
Okay.
And do that. But.
So we'll have to see you because we always go to St. Dollar Island with the boat.
Yes.
The last few times mom and us, like I rented a boat because I don't have a boat. We're getting one, but my mom has one. And so she didn't bring it down. I was like, well, we got to have a boat and go to St. Dollar Island.
Got to have a boat. Yeah. Mike's stepdad just sold his big boat that we always go out on, but we still got the little skiffs and stuff. We still get over there.
Yeah.
God, me and Mike have had the little John boats where we should have never had them in the area.
When the thing, what is it? Where's the little channel?
Like
part
the inlet where yes, like the big inlet. Boats are coming in and kid you not, the big, you know, the big Coast Guard ships. We went to Sugarloaf. They almost sunk us.
Oh my God.
Literally had buckets coming out
Stop
of water.
It.
Kid you not. They went in hot to where Jax is. Well, they come back and they literally like, we're sorry.
I'm drowning here.
We literally almost, we're like, oh my God, that big boat. But again, like, did we really need to be in a duck boat in the ocean? No, we got there.
Yeah,
but
you made it.
A little sketchy, but we've definitely had those moments.
We've been on like certain boats that we should, when we go all the way over to the lighthouse.
Cape. Yeah, the Cape. That's where we always go.
I thought I was going to die a few times. I was like, that's
so
it for
me. So we only took the big boat the last several summers. And now that he just sold it, we're like, I don't know.
You can rent it. There's that place right there when you go over the bridge. They're very affordable. Like if you ever want to rent and don't want to have to haul a boat down. Uh-huh. Like they have several options. I think it's like $350
for the day,
for a half day or either a full day.
All right.
$500 for a full day. I know that sounds
like
a lot.
Do you gas it up yourself or do they do it for you?
They gas it. Or they, no, they charge you for it, but usually it's
like
$60 or something.
Oh, well that's cheaper than taking a boat.
By the time we go to the St. Dollar Island, the kids play and do all that. And
yeah.
I mean like, you know, the day's over.
So. I know. Yeah, that's true.
And I have little ginger babies, at least one of them. So we don't get to stay out full 8 hours.
Yes.
My husband is Casper and so is my son.
Stop.
So I have to put them in like 100 SPF.
Don't be burning up, burning the kids up. Cause people will judge you for that. Now they're like, sunscreen. But then
my son got a we went to Florida a couple weeks ago and he came back with a sunburn. I was like, sorry.
I know.
So many people were like,
But that's like your baby being in a little carrier and you're in Target and it's cold and they kick their socks off and people look at you and you're like, I swear to God, I put socks on. I'm not going to fight him 800 times. But then you have a jacket on and walking him into preschool and Fisher doesn't want to wear his jacket. I'm like, people look at you and you're like, listen, I got it in my hand. It's in my hand. Sorry.
I stopped caring as much about that. I used to care what they look like, how they were dressed, this and that. Now, Ella, she showed up last night to dinner in two different shoes. I didn't care.
It doesn't even matter.
I was like, you got shoes on, girl. You good.
Right. So but you're better than me because the other day I was about to leave. The other day, I don't know what's happening, y'all. I wore bedroom shoes in public on an accident. And I also forgot to put my car in park.
I've done that. That's tough.
Oh, man. I was like, don't ever take advice from me because I opened my door and kept rolling. I was like, oh,
where were you at?
Fisher's preschool.
Oh, that's bad. Taking kid.
Like,
oh my God.
I was picking him up and I just kept going. I was like, oh no, never did that. So don't ever take advice from me because.
Do you have the push start in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's
tricky.
We both
got similar cars. Y'all, we got black SUVs.
I mean, so we are the same person.
We're on the same page.
We are the same person, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, we're awesome.
We are. Anything else? I had so much fun with you.
No, I don't know.
It really just wasn't enough time, but I mean, I guess
I
want to
meet
president.
Spencer. Next time, at some point, I want to meet Spencer. I haven't met Spencer.
You should come on that podcast, too. I mean, why not? Just make your rounds.
Does Spencer ever pop on this one?
She hasn't yet, but she will. I'll get her to come on. Okay. And like, we got to figure out a good topic that would like be good for this show. Cause that one we talk about like more pop culture and that kind of stuff. So this one's like just different where it's like more
life.
Yeah. And yeah. So we'll have to figure out something for her, but she needs to come on it. But I mean, you were a great co-host today.
Well, thanks.
I'll have to tell her you did her good.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
Well, thanks for coming on,
and congrats,
girl.
Congrats on all the success and stuff.
Thanks.
Wendy won the best podcast on two different ones, this one and the other one.
No,
look at me messing up. Hold on. You won two awards.
Thanks for pimping us out though. Herapy best podcast and best social media account.
Oh, okay. Well, see,
so we are in the running though for my hair salon's a top finalist for the best of the triangle.
Okay, that's great.
And then our podcast, Basically Famous, and Herapy is up for the running for that. But I'm telling everybody, vote for Basically Famous for that one. We need to get some.
Okay.
Good vibes over there. But you also won an award, Best Radio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why are you downplaying that?
No, I'm not. No, it's wonderful. I'm excited.
Are you going to the Maggie Awards?
I'll be in Europe, but my husband's going for me.
Get out of here.
I'll make him take a picture with you. I was like, go get my award and take a picture and say hey to everybody.
Because oh
I love them. Carrie Mag, I write for them. So, too.
Yeah, I saw that. I read your thing. I was like,
yeah, I was like, it looks like it's like she won, and then she's like a few pages.
She cheated. I'm just kidding. No,
that's
you did
what
not.
I thought people were like,
no, get out of here.
They were gonna come and film, like, you know, they're coming to see you, so yeah, you do a promo, and they're probably like, people gonna hate her because she.
No, it's fan voted. So
yeah, no.
You won that fair and square, and you are like, she's trying to downplay herself. Don't even. She is a household name. She's a big deal in our town. Don't let her fool y'all. Look her up. Where can they find you?
Just Erica D. Long.
Erica D. Long.
Yeah, at Erica D. Long on my social and
website. And then do you have a podcast too? No, you do a podcast.
Well, the Erica Show podcast. I've got several other things that I'm partnered with. And then On The Go, I'm starting that. Finally going to do it after forever. But it's basically like me being on the go somewhere.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, same thing. Just whatever pops up.
I know, it's so hard. Social media. God, I have so many ideas and executing them is like impossible. Because my idea bank is like going. And then
but then your time.
That's the
thing. Like the time. Everybody's like, you got to do this, this, and that. I know. And I was like, I'm busy.
It's hard because I have
baseball.
A full-time job. Well, right. Yeah. And we have a kid. And like, I have a full-time job. So I have to really like allocate. Like Fridays, I don't work in the salon. So that's my day to do this kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's hard because you want to do stuff around the clock. But then the days get away from you. And then my Fisher started baseball. It's just, you know. But yeah. You're coaching. I could never.
Well, I didn't realize how out of shape I was. Those little kids, the little balls go flying everywhere and I'm like running across the field. I was like, oh
that's
my God,
you're
I'm
telling
out of
them
breath.
To do it. You're like, go get the ball.
I don't want to seem lazy, but the last one I was like, y'all got to get that one yourself. That's too far out.
I get it. Yeah. Like, forget about it.
But
well,
anyway. Well, I'm glad to
yay,
be here.
Thanks, girl.
Your baby was so good.
I know. Maggie is the best little studio dog. She did kind of harass Erica for a little bit, but then she chills. She always chills. She's going to welcome you, but she's good. She's used to it.
All right. Well, glad to be here.
Bud. All right, girl. Well, we'll have to do this again when we have more time. When you don't have a meeting with the freaking president.
Yeah, I know. Well, I will definitely be late and he'll be okay. It's fine.
Oh my God.
It's fine.
Not her giving me a panic. Not my blood pressure raising.
I'm like the Spencer. I'm the chill part of
you're
it. Like,
chill.
You know, yeah.
Oh fine. God. I'll be anxious about it all. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, thanks for tuning in and thank you for coming and see y'all later. Bye.